88 PFM. On the road. KE8TFM, good morning.
Good morning, what's a shaking?
Not too much, just finished up at Wetzel and driving over to St. John's Marsh, and I'm going to go activate that one real quick.
Man, your dedication.
Yeah, I got up, couldn't sleep, so I'm like, well, I'll go and go to Wetzel, and I'm already out here. I don't got anything going on for a few more hours, so figure I'll head over there. That's a double park, overlapping one, so it might take 20 minutes. So I'll go there and finish up my coffee.
Each park you activate, you have to make 10 queues, right?
Yep, 10's the number.
Wetzel.
What are you doing? You working, or are you just taking care of stuff for yourself?
No, I'm picking up Donald here at his place right down the street from me, and we're going to breakfast, the Saturday morning breakfast.
Ah, there you go. Sounds good. Yeah, breakfast sounds really good, actually.
Well, you're a ways away, but every Saturday morning, 12 Mile and DeQuinter, 8:30. But take you a while to get here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm on the other side of the lake now. But I'll keep that in mind. I didn't realize you guys met up on Sunday. I think I might be able to join you here one of these mornings. I'm usually, at least in the mornings, I don't got a lot going on. So, yeah, I'm going to keep that in mind. But I like breakfast in the morning. I think that's my favorite thing to go out and eat is breakfast. You know, I can do without dinners and lunches, but breakfast, I like that first thing in the morning at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I said, every Saturday morning, there's a place called the Cozy Cabin at 12 Mile and DeQuinter. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, just east of DeQuinter on 12 Mile, in front of the bowling alley. Anyhow, we go there every Saturday morning. People start arriving around 8:30, a little earlier sometimes. Like, we're going to get there a few minutes ahead. Or maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. But, you know, and they wander in as late as 9. But 8:30 is kind of the target.
Very good. So on the Richmond site, everything set there now, all wrapped up and a bow put on it?
I have another duplexer all tuned up for it that's been on the bench. So I'm very confident in its tuning. The one that's in the field was the one that was on 625, and surprisingly it worked fine. It was no issue, but I think there's a half a dB to be had, so I'll probably take that one that I tuned up and get that one in at some point. But yeah, for the most part, it's all done.
All right, very good. Well, I think a thanks is in order, so thanks for keeping all that stuff maintained for us to play with. I do appreciate it.
Hold on a second here, Davion. I got to get my coffee from the drive-thru. Okay, Davion, through the drive-thru. But, yeah, keep that in mind. If you're ever down this way on a Saturday morning, do it. And also, we need to get together, just the group up that way, because, you know, there's a lot of guys that are all up that way that this is out of the way for them. I got a group that I get together with now and again out toward Pontiac, And, you know, there'd be no reason why we couldn't set something up, you know, for a get-together. For, it doesn't have to even be breakfast, but breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, do that sometime out that away. So, anywho, good luck at the marsh.
Yeah, it should be a lot better than last time I was out here, because I bought that NMO mount that mounts behind my brake light on my truck, and that works fine for UHF and VHF, but with my hamstick, the match was like 5-1, and I just got lucky that I was at a 3-1 spot the last time I was here, and it actually tuned. But I wasn't getting out good, so I switched back over to the magnet mount just for the HF stuff, and I'm back down to 1.2-1 with the hamstick, so this will probably work out a lot better for me now that I figured out what my problem was.
Roger. Sounds good. Okay, well, we're here. Just pulling up here at the restaurant, so we're going to get inside. K8TFM from W8FU.
All right, take it easy. Have fun. K8TFM, and I'm clear.
N-A-K-P-P.
K-E-A-T-F-M.
W-A-D-A-P.
KF-8-B-O-T, mobile and listening.
KF-8-B-O-T from W-8-E-A-P.
Good afternoon, sir. K8BOT. It is a beautiful afternoon here up in Fenton on my way down to Holly. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm at home talking on my Cisco phone, voice over IP. Oh, just getting ready to do an ISS satellite pass here. Didn't think it was coming up so quick. Yeah, there's one coming up in about a minute here. So, yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I heard you out there. I'll be back out there in about 5 minutes. W8EAP.
Good luck, sir. I'll be here still driving. KF8BOT.
KF8BOT. W8EAP.
What'd you break?
I didn't break anything. It was just Well, you see me at the UPS store? No, I was just talking to that guy from Holly a minute ago. I had to take a break and make 4 ISS contacts on a vertical antenna. So, anywho, that's about it.
Groovy. I was just playing around a little bit with that node thing I got from Larry. Trying it out in some different boxes. Figuring out what I want to do with it. And other than that, getting ready to watch some football, although I'm not really committed to that. Oh, and there's the captain over on the other one. You know what? He should have keyed up and said, who cares? We haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, on the node? Yeah, I don't have mine fired up right now. Otherwise I would have. But yeah, so I buy this radio. Remember you asked me, how many Chinese radios do you need? Well, this one was unique. And it offered a firmware update patch, which they didn't give me with the firmware. They didn't have a link for the firmware, but they had a, it has a feature where you can upload a splash screen boot image. And they didn't say what format or file name or what resolution, and I uploaded a who cares splash screen into it, and it bricked the radio. So I had to take it back. Got another one coming.
KF8EAP, this is KF8CWB. I am riding with KF8BOT.
Roger. Get the, I know you're calling for me, but you got the call wrong. It's Whiskey 8 EAP, W8 EAP, for my initials. I'm another one of those Erics. Can't trust those Erics, man, I tell you.
Apologize. This is my very first contact after being licensed.
Did you hear that, Sean? Her very first license, and she had to get me, of all people. Oh, boy. Well, sorry about that. Well, you sound good. You got a good radio voice. A lot of times when people get their license, they talk very quiet, like they're apprehensive, but you have a nice, strong, clear voice, so you got a good voice for it. So that's good. Congratulations on your, I would suppose it's your new call sign.
Thank you. You are correct. I'm a bus driver, so got to have that voice.
Yeah, those bus drivers are pretty tough, especially back in the 70s, where they just pull the bus over and wallop you a few times if you're acting up. Can't do that nowadays, but you can still pull over, you know, and yell at them, I guess.
How was your ISS contact?
Okay, so normally people use a directional antenna, like a beam antenna, and they either like manually stand there in the yard like Captain Don and like point it towards the satellite. They watch their phone screen because there's an app where you can see it tracking across the sky relative, you know, to your view. Sometimes you can actually see it. But anyhow, usually you get a directional antenna, high gain antenna, and you kind of point it towards, because it's traveling at 18,000 miles an hour, and it's about, you know, anywhere from 250 if it's right overhead up to, you know, it could be 600-800 miles away. So trying to hit it with a stationary vertical mobile antenna is, they say, is pretty difficult, but I have no problem. I made 3 contacts and maybe a 4th, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Virginia on the East Coast, and loud and clear, so it worked good.
This is KFABOT. That is awesome. That is on my to-do list. Most definitely. I didn't realize you could even do that on the vertical, so that really opens my eyes on that. Over.
W8CPD.
Be quiet, Captain Don. Go ahead and key up, Don. Don, key up.
Hello, this is WHCPT, Captain Don. You haven't talked to any astronauts yet, though, Eric, like me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's during the day when I'm working. Anyhow, here's the key to it. It has to be a pass. You got to look at the degree of how high it is in the sky. It has to be like 25 degrees up to like maybe 75 degrees. If it's directly overhead, that's like a null spot on your vertical antenna. But any pass, like usually about 30 degrees, you have your, you know, 30 to 70 degrees pass, you have your best luck. And I've got it on 10 watts. I've done it as little as 10 watts, but usually I run it at 25 to 40 watts. So if you have a good high-gain vertical antenna, make sure it's not a directly overhead pass or anything that's like lower than 25, 30 degrees.
That makes perfect sense. I never really thought about it that way. I'm definitely going to be downloading that app, though, and starting to take a look, but I'm going to pass you back to my cohort in crime, KF8BOT.
Roger. Yeah, another thing you got to do is punch in at least three frequencies, because you got to compensate for the Doppler shift. Like you'll put the first frequency, you'll be like 5 kc higher. And the center one would be right on frequency, and then the third one would be 5 kc lower. Some people do 4 or 5, split it up, because as it's coming towards you, it's going up in frequency, and when it passes you, it's going down. Just think of a train. Just think of a train or an ambulance or a car horn as it goes by, where it starts out high-pitched and then goes down as it goes by. So this, that station is traveling so fast that it's actually changing frequencies. But anyhow, let's let Don get in there and see what he has to say. Captain Don took off. WADAP. I take a chance at home. I see your light on my phone here.
What? Who? What? I'm home. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if you or Captain Don had anything to add in or say or whatever. Stand by for a minute.
I stepped out for a minute, so I don't know if you were asking me anything. WCPT.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention to the other guy out there and Howie, Eric, and another Eric and Howie, that you are like the ISS king. You have your own YouTube channel and you do it live, and there's plenty of recordings of me and other people with meager, you know, kind of meager setups, not made for satellite, but I'm on probably 8 or 10 of your videos. I pretty much make a contact at least one every pass that I've ever tried, even in the car with only 20 watts. So, but yeah, I didn't hear you out there, Captain Don, on the last pass.
What's that YouTube channel?
You should be able to find it if you put in my call sign. It's Whiskey 8 Charlie Papa Tango, WHCPT.
Thank you. We found it. KF8BOT and KF8CWB have arrived at destination, and we're logging off. 73.
Oh, 73, and you did good on your last, in your first contact, rather, I should say. You've probably been listening. Probably been listening for a while and see how everybody talks. So have a good one, and you can catch us out here on this repeater just about any time. W8EAP.
right, yep, you guys have a good one, and we'll catch you again on another time, WHCPD.
So, you were not there, Captain Don? I talked to N2YFA, K0, LB, K3DMM, and I talked to another station. I couldn't quite get his call, but I heard him calling people like twice. But so yeah, three contacts for sure.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah, I was playing around with my Zygu G106, the 5-watt HF radio, and doing POTA hunting with 5 watts. I actually contacted it was a National Weather Service special event station, I think, in Missoula, Montana, on 5 watts. I couldn't believe it. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I wasn't doing the ISS. I kind of didn't really get burned out on it. It's cold, and this, for some reason, my 9600 does not work for crap with this 2x4 antenna, which is really strange because both my Woshan radio on the Ford pickup was great and yours is great, and I don't understand what's wrong with this one.
Well, I would check the wattage, make sure the wattage is lined up. I never did that. I never calibrated it, but I put it on the watt meter and it was doing like a hair, less than what it said on one setting, and a hair over, but what it was on the other side. I mean, so it was within like a half a watt, like the 25 watts was like 24 something, and the 40 watt was like 39 to 41, depending, you know. So it's been pretty close. So I would make sure that that's right. And turn your mic gain up just a hair, maybe. I don't know. I leave mine at like +3. Let's see. And make sure you keep your caps. Well, you know all this, you know, but I'm just blurting it out as a reminder to anyone else listening. Make sure your caps file is up to date.
Yeah, I had my caps. I had just updated it like 3 or 4 times now trying it with this because it's cold out and I don't really want to stick my hand out the window with the antenna. And, yeah, the caps was fine. And it's not really even the transmit. I'm not hearing anybody like you are. I mean, I sent you that one video and you said you were hearing people the whole pass and I was hardly hearing anybody. So it's just not receiving well. And it's got to be this radio because, like, I even set my TYT UV390 on the dash, and I was receiving better than I was with the rubber duck antenna than I was with this thing. I don't know what's up with it.
Well, we'll have to go to, like, Stony Creek or somewhere, like me and you, like, in our vehicles, and then have, like, somebody, like, 5 miles away on an HT so we could barely hear them, and compare the receive, or it could be your coax or something wrong with your antenna. Have you thought about you tried like a different antenna mount, like a magnet mount or something? Because I used that magnet mount in my Jeep, you know that. I'm only running 20 watts on a 2 meter on the input. And, I mean, every time there's a pass, it's never less than S9. And this last pass was about S9 on the 9600, same antenna. I got mounted in the gutter, though. You know, I mount the antenna mounted in my gutter.
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, I'm talking on it right now and through FBI and Warren, and I could actually key up FBI Richmond and hear, you know, a little bit. It's staticky, but I can hear it, you know, give me the Morse code back, so I would think that my antenna's got to be doing pretty good if I can reach from 18 in Utica to Richmond. So I don't know, it's just really strange for some reason. It's almost like I did that GPS where I added it on at GPS and I soldered in, and I'm wondering if it's even though it's saying it's the right coordinates for me, if maybe that's not meshing with the caps because I added the GPS maybe.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that. Well, if there's a way, I wonder if you can like override it and just type in your exact coordinates, or just compare it. Like you have like a GPS, a separate GPS or an app or anything with a GPS in it where you can like look at your current coordinates and compare the two. If the coordinates are way off, I mean the last number on the two coordinates, like the very last number is a number off or two, that ain't going to make a difference. But if it's like, you know, like three decimal points in and it's off, that's like, you know, that'll make a huge difference.
Yeah, but the weird thing is while you were talking, I went on to the radio info and looked, and it says EN82LO, and that's what I would put in if I was doing it manually, so... I don't know. I just think maybe something with the soldering, maybe I screwed something up, and because I wasn't the best solderer, I didn't have any of those goggles, you know, the thing you put on your head to see better. So maybe I screwed something up with the soldering, and that's why it's not receiving as well or something, even though that shouldn't be anything near the receive circuit, I don't think.
Like I said, one of these nights when there's like a pass, you know, in the evening, I'm off work, you like sit maybe a few car lengths apart in the parking lot and then see the difference, you know. It's like, that's just really weird.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I mean, I bought this because of that. I'm like, yeah, I'll be able to sit in the truck and when it gets cold out and make a few contacts at least on a pass without having to point the aero antenna. But, I mean, I literally was doing better with that Loshan KG, what was it, 980P? And I had, like, five channels programmed in and was turning it with the Doppler. And, man, I made a lot of contacts back then. And, yeah, this one, it's almost like it has to get... And I'm not talking straight overhead, but, you know, like, past half of the pass before I start hearing people's full call signs. But then it, like, disappears, and then it'll come back right near the end where I hear a couple people.
Well, when I'm in the car on the, when I'm at home, and the 9600, I'd say about... It depends, too, on which direction it's coming from, but usually about 8 to 10 degrees, I start hearing them good enough to make them out. Same within the car. I mean, that little DB20G just has really good receive. I would think that, I would almost say that thing receives better than 9600. That thing is excellent receive. And you can leave the squelch off. You can hit the monitor button and the squelch stays off even when you change channels. Because most radios, if you hit the monitor button, you have to hold it in. Then you take your finger off, the squelch comes back. On some radios, it'll stay off. As soon as you change a channel, it'll come back on again. Well, on that radio, you turn the squelch off, it doesn't matter. You can go to any channel, any band you want, and the squelch is open. So that's why I love that radio in the car. I don't have to mess with that monitor button.
Well, you know you can open the squelch on the MD9600, too. You just turn it all the way down and it stays open.
Yeah, I know that. You turn the small channel selector knob down. I mean, I know on that, but I'm saying on any other radio other than those two, you got to, like, keep pushing the monitor button, or just go in there and turn the squelch off in the settings.
Okay. Yeah, I my sister was driving by waving at me. Yeah, I don't know. I'm half tempted to buy another one of these 9600s with the GPS in it from the factory and see if it does any better. But, I mean, I can't send this one back because I drilled holes in it and crap. So basically, I could probably buy another one if it works with the ISS and keep it, and maybe sell this one or something, or maybe put it in my boat even. If it doesn't work any better, then send it back. But I don't know, it's just really weird. I should be able to use it at least as good as you are, and I don't hear anybody. And like you said, with that aero antenna, I start hearing people at like 3 degrees, so you said 8. So with this, I should be hearing people for sure by 10 degrees. And like a lot of times, like there was a 50-degree pass yesterday or the day before, and I didn't hear anybody until it was at 50 degrees. And then it was okay. I heard like 2 or 3 people, but they didn't hear me. And then it got 3/4 through the pass, and it cut out again, and they heard nobody for until right near the end. I don't know. This is really weird. And the only thing I'm doing different is I have an antenna switch in my truck, because I got an HF coax coming off for when I put my hamsticks on there. I don't think that would be messing any receive, but maybe it is.
WADAP, well, it's a good switch. It shouldn't. You got to remember, too, on my base setup, I got that ribbon coax going through the door wall, which definitely cuts about 3 dB off your UHF. And even with the 3 dB attenuation, well, maybe not 3, a couple dB attenuation. The higher you go, the worse it is. But they do say that, there's very little, if any, loss at the lower HF band frequencies, but you get up into the UHF band, they say there is some loss. So even with the loss, your switch shouldn't even have as much loss as that piece of ribbon cable I have. Anyhow, I forgot to have anything for lunch. Sue's out at the craft shows again, and when she's not around, I forget about eating lunch, so I better go eat something. I'll get you a little bit later. I have a funny story to tell you later, too. WADAP.
All right, cool. I'll catch you later on. WCBT, clear.
KRD, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well, how about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just trying to do a couple little projects around the house here, get some stuff ready before the holidays. I think I might have lost you. You're starting to fade out right at the end of your last transmission there.
You got me back?
Okay, I heard back, so yeah, you must be back now.
Sorry about that. I had a loose connection and reconnected. I'm in the car. Just saying, I'm probably going to pay the penance tomorrow for that. I was out with some buddies making venison bacon, and now on my way home to go out to dinner with some friends and family. And we'll probably have to put holiday decorations for that.
Okay, yeah, you're dropping in and out a little bit there, but I heard going back to put up some holiday decoration, or going out to dinner. So that's good. And then you might have put some holiday decorations there. It's supposed to be warming up tomorrow, so it should be a good day for that.
I should be getting a clear signal, but maybe I'm not. So I'll have to check and make sure everything's connected well. I don't know if you can hear me any better now. Did I lose you? I must have lost you. I'll be in the car for a few more minutes if you pick me up.
I did get that one, but yeah, my wife's just arriving back over here, and got to take care of some business with her. So, yeah, you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy that night out with the family and friends, and good luck with the decoration tomorrow. This is N1KRD. I'll be clear.
Have a good night, K8RUH. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
This is K6, Mike Charaku at K6MCQ, looking for any contacts through Echolink. And the station copy, K6, Mike Charaku at K6MCQ.